Well, today we have a guest joining us here on our program. We're going to talk with Scott Sewer, who's the Iowa Department of Transportation District Transportation Planner for our part of the state here in Southwest Iowa. And it's getting to be construction season, and we want to talk about that. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Very good. We're going to talk about some of the projects. You and I were talking before we started visiting here this morning on air, and it sounds like it's a pretty aggressive season. You've got plenty of projects already going on right now around the area.
Yeah, we've got several projects that have started. We've got some that we'll be finishing up from last fall when the weather turned kind of snowy and cold that we'll be finishing up on. We've got some major projects, particularly in Council Bluffs and also in Dallas County near the Raccoon River bridges, where those are several-year projects, and those will be getting kicked off again here before too long. And then we've also got some projects in the immediate listing area that are currently underway or will be starting very soon.
Well, let's talk about some of the projects already underway. And I guess you kind of hit on the Council Bluffs and Des Moines area stuff that's been going on with the I-80 projects. It seems like it's been a long time, but you were telling me it kind of seems like things are starting to wind down a bit.
Yeah, so like on the Council Bluffs Interstate project, we've been working on that for 15-plus years, and currently we're finishing up in what we'll call Segment 4, which is the 480 Broadway area, and then we'll be working on the Madison Avenue area in Council Bluffs, and right now the plan is to be completed sometime in 2024 in the fall, so that's going to be wrapping up. The Dallas County project that's currently going on, where the Raccoon River bridges are just east of DeSoto, that's a three-year project. And so we completed year one last year. So this year the plan is to do the paving, switch traffic, and then start building the new bridges. And then the following year we'll be building the additional lane. So what it'll be when it's all done, essentially when it's all done from DeSoto to 60th Street in West Des Moines, which is our district, there'll be three lanes in each direction.
Okay. Is that still ultimately a goal, is to try to make it a six lane all the way across the state?
Well, right now the plan is just to kind of focus on the critical areas. For example, there's a lot of work, if you've been over by Iowa City, that's taking place. That's building those lanes out to six lanes in each direction. Obviously, the work in Council Bluffs will give us six plus lanes in that area. And then the work right now is kind of focusing in that Des Moines metropolitan area.
Yep, work on some of the bottleneck areas. That makes sense. Very good. Well, what other projects are going on here right now around our area that we should be aware of and watch out for?
Well, two projects are currently underway. We have a project on Highway 6, which is a bridge deck overlay project, and that has a reduction to one lane. So we have a temporary traffic signal out there directing people, you know, through that area. Another project where we have work going on is a bridge replacement project on Iowa 92, east of Griswold and just west of US 71. And currently the detour for that one is using Highway 48 to County Road M56 to Lewis and then N16 back to US 71. And that project, I'm guessing, is going to probably take 3 to 4 months to complete. Another project that will be kicking off April 3rd. We got a pair of them that are going to kick off on April 3rd. We've got a east-west portion of Iowa 25 in Guthrie County that will be a full reconstruction. And because of that full reconstruction, we'll have a detour in place. And that detour will be Iowa 25 to Highway 925 to Casey and then back onto 80. And that one will kick off on April 3rd. And then another project that's coming up here relatively soon will be Highway 44 near Portsmouth. And that will be a bridge replacement project as well, and that'll start on April 3rd. And there'll be a detour in place on that one utilizing State Highway 191 and to Erling and then back onto F-24 and then US 59.
Boy, you were telling me you've got 17 counties you're dealing with here in Southwest Iowa, and this construction season about roughly 50 projects going on. Is that a lot? Because it sounds like a lot.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. And those 50 projects don't include like maintenance type projects where we may go out and do a slurry seal or do some minimal patching or, you know, say if there's a railroad crossing that needs to be replaced, those type of activities. Those don't include those. These are just, you know, major projects utilizing federal funds on the state and state highways and interstate system.
Wow. Well, it seems like it's pretty busy. How do you identify some of the areas and prioritize them?
Well, there's a couple different ways we go about things. One, obviously, is visualizing it, you know, looking at the roadway itself and seeing what condition it's in. We also have, we work through C-Tree and Iowa State University, and they also have a device. It's mounted into a vehicle, and it measures, you know, pavement cracks and roughness and smoothness and those type of things, and we're able to prioritize some of our projects based on that data. And we utilize that in making some of the decisions that we make. And obviously, traffic plays a major role in it. I mean, if you've got a roadway that carries a lot of traffic, you know, those tend to need a little bit more attention a little sooner than something maybe a two-lane highway. So there's several factors that actually weigh into it. Obviously, pavement conditions, one of the major drivers.
Sure. Well, and funds available to be able to accomplish these things, I suppose, too.
Yeah, that plays a lot into it, too, because, I mean, we've only got a budget of so many funds we can use per district, and we try to, you know, maximize those the most we can so that the dollar goes as far as it can.
Yeah. Scott, you mentioned some of those key projects going on around the area. Are there some counties that are having more work done this year than others?
Well, there's actually quite a bit of work going on in Cass County this year. I know that's probably near and dear to a lot of your listeners. For example, we've got, like I mentioned, the bridge on over the East Nishnabrotna River on US 6. That one's located 2.6 miles east of Highway 48. That's a bridge deck overlay. And then in Cass County on I-80 from the Pott County line to the Dare County line, we'll be redoing the pavement markings out there. So you'll see a moving operation that where there'll be some delays perhaps with traffic, but it won't be a lane closure, that type of thing, other than where the work is taking place. That'll be taking place this summer. On Iowa 92, that's one we already mentioned as well. That's Seven Mile Creek, 1.7 miles west of the west junction of US 71, and that's a bridge replacement project with the detour. And then on Iowa 148 from the West Nottoway River, 0.9 miles south of Iowa 92 is another bridge rehab. So quite a bit of work in Cass County. There are, you know, three or four projects in Adair County. Quite a bit of work in Pottawatomie County, mostly like maintenance projects for the Missouri River bridges. There's a lot of them. Bridge washings, deck overlays, bridge paintings, those type of things. But yeah, all in the grand scheme of things, with 17 counties in Southwest Iowa, we've got, you know, over 50 projects. So it's going to be a busy year. Of course, we always remind people, you know, before you travel, before you go on vacation, even if it's your morning commute, you know, go to 511ia.org. It's a good place to go to see what projects are currently underway and what the plans are for projects coming up.
Yeah, that site sure helps us a lot in the wintertime when the snow falls and the ice is covering roads and all those kinds of things. But it's a 24-hour-a-day, 12-month-out-of-the-year service, and it can help you in a lot of different ways, including road construction.
Yep, it's you know, you can actually visualize the plows, what they're seeing out there during winter events. Obviously, it gives you an idea of where you're going to find some narrow lanes, or you're going to find lane closures, or you're going to find detours. So, like, if you're planning a trip across the state of Iowa, it's certainly a wonderful tool to use.
Yeah. Scott, with all these projects going on, all these construction workers out doing the work, and in some cases there might be, you know, closures, there might be detours, but in a lot of cases you're going to be having vehicle traffic running pretty close to not just equipment, but people out there too. Stress the importance of paying attention.
Well, that's key, because, I mean, so many times you hear about an accident in the construction zone, and we certainly don't want to see any person, whether it's one of our people or if it's a construction worker working for a contractor, they all want to get home to their families too. So put your cell phones down, slow down when you go into a traffic zone, put both hands on the steering wheel, and obey the signs and pay attention to what's going on, because Even if it's a simple closure, lane closure, where there's a pilot car operation, those guys and gals that are out there doing the work, you know, they're paying attention to what they're doing, and they're not always paying attention to what the traffic's doing. So the traffic needs to pay attention as well, because we certainly don't want to see somebody get hurt.
Well, and in a lot of cases, those are long days, long hot days out in the sun on hot pavement, and it's real easy to get focused on other things and not pay so much attention, or get tired and worn out during the end of the day and not see some of the things happening with the traffic behind you. So it's up to us.
Yeah, it takes everybody. It really does. I mean, we, you know, like I said, we want to see these folks get home to their families, and certainly nobody wants to be a motorist and have that on their conscience that they hurt somebody in a traffic zone either.
Yeah. Very good. All right. And again, 511ia.org, great place to find that information in case you are doing some traveling, especially during vacation season. If you're doing a little car trip, make sure you check that out so you can make your plans accordingly. Scott Soar is the DOT District Transportation Planner here in Southwest Iowa. Lots going on this year. Scott, sounds like you all are going to be busy. Have a safe one.
You too. Thank you.